Number five is an application for rezoning and subdivision for 990 and 994 John Bruce Road under file DAS Z 30 of 2010. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will be heard at the same time, namely item six, which is an application for a variance for the same premises affected under file DAV 171875/2010D.
Okay, the applicant is Frank Manfredi. Is Mr. Manfredi here? You have to come down and tell us what you're doing here, Frank. I've got two other people registered on this matter for information. So what is it that you're doing, Mr. Manfredi?
We're putting in six residential lots, and lot seven, we're getting together with street side and putting in another 22 lots.
22 lots or 22 units?
22 lots. There was a mistake made in the printing of the posters that the city provided.
Okay, that's not the information I have.
That's not, I don't have any information.
That's not the application. The application's for seven lots.
I understand, but I'm just explaining to you what's happening. We're putting in six lots right now,
sure.
And the seventh lot is going to be in conjunction with the property east of us.
Which would be a future application.
Yeah, that would be a future application.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Okay. But it's not on...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no.
Okay,
I was just explaining what number seven is because it's quite irregular and large. It's not going to be a large lot.
Okay.
You got some questions down, or this is coming back to us. It was previously approved, and the time for registering it expired, right?
That's right. What happened is it went to Waterworks, and I spent about a year going back and forth because neighbors west of us didn't put in a catch basin. Had nothing to do with us, but they wouldn't proceed with signing off on the grade of our property. So we had the whole block basically redrawn at mostly my expense through Barnes and Duncan. And Waterworks have eliminated those catch basins now, and everybody's grade is going to be back to front drainage. So because of that delay, I just assumed, okay, no big deal, because it was a City of Winnipeg department that delayed everything, and then in actuality, I was late by about a month or a month and a half, and here we are a year later.
Okay. Dan, you have some questions?
So Lot 7 is going to be coming back for a rezoning?
In the next month or two, yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be added on to a city swath of land that's between myself and the property east of the city portion. So it'll be all put together and then a new application put in.
Okay. No, everything seems pretty standard.
Yeah, they're not going to be units. They're going to be in total probably about 30 lots or so, whatever it turns out to be in that whole bare section of land.
Okay, let's not even talk about Lot 7 here.
Yeah, all right.
It's going to be part of another application, so yeah. I don't think we can talk about it. Maybe if you want to sit down, Frank,
sure.
We'll call a couple of people that are here for information, hear what they have to say, and we'll get you back to come up and rebuttal. I've just got two others here for information. You don't have to come and speak if you don't want to, but I'll call your names, and you can, or maybe you've got the information you're looking for. I've got Rajiv Parbhakar. You're okay? You don't need to speak? If you're going to speak, you have to come down to the microphone. He's coming down. Of course.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you want to say my name again?
Sure, if you could say your name, pronounce it correctly, unlike the way I pronounced it.
Rajiv Prabhakar.
Prabhakar, okay.
1011 John Bruce Road East.
1011, okay.
I just basically here for information. I just wanted to ensure that, A, there was no condos going up, and, B, if we had an estimate of how long this project would take, I guess these 6 units, if they can disclose that.
I'll ask when he comes back.
Okay, that's basically it.
Okay, thanks, Rajiv. The other person I have here is Augustino Reese. Are you okay, or did you want to say anything? You're good? Okay, Frank, you just got the one piece coming forward. How long do you think it'll take? Where are you at?
I couldn't make out what he was saying, sorry.
He said, how long is this going to take to get this done? He's worried about, I think, you know, sort of perpetual construction going on the street. So what's your timelines?
Well, there's one property that I kind of jumped the gun last year because I didn't realize water work was going to take so long. So I kind of built a house on 994, which is part two that I put at 25 setback from the front yard, and I think on the north or on the south side of John Bruce, they're taking an average of the setbacks. That's why it's actually a little bit more. They're saying it's 30 feet, so there's a variance for that. But no, they're all going to proceed all like this year type thing. And like I said, lot 7 is going to be looked at in the next few months. So we're trying to clean up the area and get rid of the weeds and everything. It's just unfortunate that just the way things played out with the catch basin supposed to have been there and they didn't go in the last 5 years. They kind of held us up.
Okay. Thanks. Any questions, Councillor Vandal? Councillor Steeves?
No, I think you asked the question about timelines?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the answer again?
The answer was we're going to proceed as soon as we get everything in order. It's all just paperwork and, like I said, dealing back and forth.
ASAP, I know.
I've never done it before, and I just... There was a large learning curve in dealing with all the different departments, but hopefully as soon as everything gets approved, we're going to proceed.
Okay, I got you. No, I'm fine with it. I'm ready to roll.
Okay, you can stand down, Frank. I think we're good to go. Councillor Vandal, what's your wish?
No.
Sorry, you had your chance. Yeah.
I'll move the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, contrary, carried.
Receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor,